You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Says, please, 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 three pleases. Please, please, please don't use my name. Okay. You'll understand why here in just one second. What do you want to call her? How about Amber? Is that fine?
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Amber. We'll call her Amber.
Okay.
Hi, boys. And the thing is, she got us with the first question or the first sentence in here. Hi, boys. I'd like to ask you and your listeners if I'm a horrible person.
And you're hooked. Here we go.
We pulled the chair right up. Amber, you take as much time as you want.
Everybody sit crisscross applesauce and take a listen, all right?
She writes, I am happily married with a beautiful 6-year-old son. I love them both. Let me read those two sentences again. I am happily married with a beautiful 6-year-old son. I love them both.
Adorable.
Okay. But there are times when they leave the house together for a few hours, and I always fantasize that I'm single. She goes, no, I don't go out and do anything crazy. I just fantasize that the house is all mine, not just for a few hours, but forever. I fantasize about traveling by myself and living alone.
Oh, my God.
When they come home, everything is fine, and I love them. But, and here's the crux of her note to us, but am I the only person who has constant fantasies about a different life? I haven't told my husband this because I know he'd get his feelings hurt, but it's not really about him. Please, please, please don't use my name.
Okay. Air quotes Amber.
We'll call her air quotes.
Down.
Air quotes Amber.
And just to reiterate, she loves her
family. About a different life.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. But so, I come from a different angle, kind of, with this.
What's your
so
angle?
I get, my wife has a hybrid system with her work. So she's home most of the time, and then she's gone 1 to 2 days a week at the office. So I, let's say, get 2 days a week where I come home from work, no kids, no wife. The house is quiet. It's all mine. I can do whatever I want, and it feels really good. And I'm not going to lie. I've thought about it, like, whoa, what would life be like if this was just me wandering around every day? But the angle is different for me because I've never lived alone. I've never been without somebody in the house because I went right from my parents to living with Nick Nack to married to kids. I've never had the experience of being alone. So I obviously am going to be fantasizing about that. And wondering what that would be like. So I'm on her side. It's fine. Right? I think I would be fine, honestly, for maybe a week or two.
No,
and then I'd start missing everybody. Because I am so used to having everybody around. You might be right.
I was going
to
say, I don't think you could last 2 weeks.
I would probably get lonely.
You've never done it.
I'd be lonely. But what's wrong about just sitting there with yourself? With a bowl of Triscuits or something, watching TV.
No wonder. I can tell you've never lived by yourself. If you finally get to be by yourself and your go-to is a bowl of Triscuits.
Bowl of Triscuits watching House Hunters all by myself.
It's best that you not live
that's
that
the
way.
Life I want.
Listen, we're opening up the phones right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1MIX. 1649. Now, you can send us a text, sure, and tell Amber, air quote Amber, that she's a horrible person or that she is not a horrible person. I'm already waiting and expecting the text messages that say, you realize, Dom and Jeremy, that she is one step away from having an affair.
Well, yeah, she's fantasizing about being single. You know, that's kind of part of being single. You get to have multiple anonymous partners.
I get... What's wrong with that?
Just saying.
I get the feeling that her fantasies have nothing to do with another person. And it's kind of telling that people automatically go that way. Sounds to me like what she's fantasizing about is no people... At all.
My wife has kind of talked about this with me. Like, her fantasy would be being able to just work out whenever she wants, you know, or watching Grey's Anatomy without an interruption. Eating healthy because there's no junk food in the house. It makes it easier to eat healthy. So It's not just all sexy time, for sure.
Tracy says, tell Amber, welcome to the world of marriage and motherhood. Okay.
Well yes.
Yes. But that is she is looking for, I know we're going to do a lot of snarky comments because that's what we do on this show, and our listeners are snarky too. However, all she's looking for is either condemnation or validation that her fantasies are legit. So if you want to call in or write in and say this woman has problems, fine. Or you can call in and write in and say, girl, I'm right there with you.
Here's what I fantasize about when nobody's home. And tell us.
Let's take a couple calls if we could. Here's Jamie. Jamie, good morning. Thanks for calling the boys.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
So what do you want to say about this?
So I'm totally on the same page with Amber, quotation Amber, because I'm close to being an empty nester. I have a senior in high school and a sophomore. And when they're at school, I fantasize too. I fantasize on all the dishes I won't have to be doing and cleaning up and socks and pants. Like, I don't know why they think their end dressing room is my living room. It's not. So.
I fantasize about no crumbs, Jamie. No crumbs on the floor, no crumbs on the counter, no crumbs on the couch. None of that.
Jamie, you might like this. You might like this note we got from Deborah, Jamie. She says, good morning, boys. I had 6 months of bliss when my 19-year-old moved out. Now she's back. The nightmare has started again.
Yes. When I'm doing dishes, I tell myself, there will be a day when I have no missing silverware.
Right. No dishes upstairs, under bed.
Jamie, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
Bye.
We love you back. You keep fantasizing, girl. It's okay. Here's Ben. Ben, what do you think about all this?
So I thought I knew what, I would fantasize about being, alone. But a 10-year marriage, and when that ends, you really don't know what to do with yourself. It's basically whatever you want to do. All the things you didn't get to do.
So I'm gathering that your 10-year marriage ended?
Yeah, unfortunately. So do you remember of course you remember, but what you were doing during the Super Bowl besides watching the Super Bowl?
Where are you going with this?
I was tending my marriage, I was having the runaround. The ex-wife was coming over. We were trying to mend things. You remember that call?
Oh, no. We get a lot of calls, Ben.
Ben, thank you, buddy. I'm sorry. Thank you for the call.
Thanks for bringing us down, Ben.
I don't want to go down the sad path. I don't want to do that. I'm sorry, Ben. Do you remember that call? I don't remember that call.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I kind of want to know what he's doing now, though. But, oh, well.
Oh, that's a sadness.
You think,
man.
You know what you want? Ben. Buddy, Ben.
Ben, we want you to be okay.
More moms writing in. They wouldn't miss the handprints on the fridge.
There's a lot of fantasizing going on.
No more watching UFOs shows.
Oh, that's funny. I got to share this one from Kelly. It's making me laugh. She says, my advice to air quote Amber, and she wrote that out. She wrote out air quote Amber.
That's good.
Is, and then in all caps, do not mention this to anyone you know. She says, a family member, a friend, anyone, someone will tell the husband and he'll completely misunderstand. I know because that happened to me. I told one of our mutual friends that I was having similar fantasies. And she went and told my husband, Kelly is fantasizing about you being dead.
Oh my
Kelly
God.
Writes, first of all, the fantasies had nothing about him dying. And second, these were not fantasies that he should hear. Like Amber said, it had nothing to do with him. That friend, by the way, is now dead to me, if that
Dang.
Counts. Yeah, you don't
what a
go.
Nosy friend.
If you've got a friend that you has relied upon you to share something, you don't go running to the spouse.
My gosh, what a busybody, huh?
No kidding. Kelly wants you, is fantasizing about you being
what
dead.
What if he turned around and was like, well, that's good, because I hope she dies too.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been thinking about that too.
Like Ben's call. Everyone's going to be sad.
Suddenly, this is turning into some courtroom drama on some news channel. Renee wrote in, why are the kids not doing house chores? They're entitled children. Thank you, Renee, for waggling your finger.
Where did this come from?
I know.
Amber didn't say anything about chores.
Maybe it's everybody else with the crumbs and the handprints and the dishes. Look at Renee parenting through text.